Let's go! 3, 2, 1!
When it comes to preventable diseases, what things can we do, what control can we have as an individual to put ourselves in a better position to reduce these diseases? I understand that we can't do everything. I mean, sometimes we just get dealt a bad hand.
Sure.
But how can we avoid that hand being the end all?
You want to cultivate the conditions that have favorable responses to the opposite of that. So if we're talking about heart disease and you have a bad, just a bad genetic hand dealt to you, but you still know that exercising regularly, stress reduction, not smoking, not drinking, and eating healthy are all ways we can cultivate a better biosphere that we're living in as our body, that would help. So we are in control of those things. We can systematically take approaches to change those lifestyle habits. Again, if it's mental health stuff, you can go get counseling, you can exercise, do meditation, yoga, things like that. If you're talking about cancers, like we're talking about colorectal cancer, maybe you're someone that would benefit from more of a vegan vegetarian diet, you know, or maybe you just have to watch your red meat consumption.
So, I mean, it's good. I mean, because we hear a lot about lately, which I guess it's getting big now, is blood diet. You know, knowing your blood, blowing your blood tight, eat based on your blood type. Yeah. So, but when it comes to that kind of stuff, I understand, if you have, you're more protein-based or you're more carb-based or you're more fat-based. But when it comes down to it, like you said, is just doing things that we know is healthy, which would be eating foods that we know are real, being active in the point where it's allowing ourselves to basically increase our heart rate, building hypertrophy in the heart, building hypertrophy in the muscles, doing things that's going to make us better each day. It's similar to being why we would read, why we would do this, and why we would do that is to better ourselves. So to be honest, that's kind of where I'm going with is when it comes to the four pillars. You know, we need good rehab, good rest, we need good nutrition, we need good physical activity, and we also need good mental health. Is to do something each day that's going to better ourselves in one of those categories.
Yeah, and really, let's like dial this together like you were talking about. You really don't need to be deadlifting 500 pounds, squatting this, eating perfectly. I would say if you're trying to take health, as in what I've kind of said is the absence of disease and nutrition deficiencies, and you put moving without pain and being able to be functional, if we use that criteria for health, it doesn't take a whole lot of work actually to be healthy, and with that being the criteria, all you would have to do is kind of be active for the time they say with the cardio, do some weight bearing exercises, eat mostly unprocessed food, increase your vegetable and fruit intake, and eat less red meat and things. And I'm painting a broad stroke here because the average American diet, as we already said, is high in
sodium,
processed foods, animal proteins, things like that, and they underconsume fruits and vegetables, so that's why I was making those recommendations. Yeah. But you can, the general theme is here, you're doing what you're supposed to for the majority of the time, and you don't have to excel and be perfect at one aspect or another, but it's probably best to be well-rounded and do therapy or yoga and then eat healthy and also exercise.
Like you were saying, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to take this rigid structure and apply it to your life as far as that. Just a moderate amount, a moderation.
Yeah.
A moderate amount of effort in those fields, in all four pillars. I mean, with that, you can still maintain a good quality of life, have fun, and be quote-unquote healthy.
Yeah, and know that all those things you're doing is going through the filter of your genetics, and on the other side of that is your health. So you have the variables you can control in your filter of your genetics, and then you have health is what comes out as output.
See, that's a great point right there, and I think that's a good tip to leave people on is, you know where you stand. So go introduce yourself or go find a dietitian. Go find a strength coach. Go find a mental health a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So those things you can control and get coached by properly. And then you take your genetics involved, and then you're at the end. But at least do everything you can. Don't just be like, ah, my genetics are screwed up, I'm done. Do what you can to actually better yourself so you're putting more positive in your bucket instead of keep poking those holes in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any last words?
I don't have any last words. I think we summed it up pretty well.
Yeah, I think we have. And with that...
Ha ha ha! Good show!